Welcome to Life Church, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keepeth the law. Happy
Yes,
are
okay.
we as we follow the law of God, as we follow his word as instruction, as we receive revelation as Holy Spirit is dispatched upon us. We're just thanking God that we can stand in the vision, that we can stand in divine guidance and walk in what God has called us to walk in. So
Yes, oh God.
good morning to you all. I just praise God for the opportunity to be with you and welcome you once again on behalf of Apostle Banks. I don't see any guests on the line, but it's just an honor to be with you with family. I want to take a quick second, real quick, to just give God a collective praise for our beloved apostle. We're thanking God for
Yes.
healing. We're thanking God. I'm thanking God for the
Thank
prayer that was lifted to just speak. Woman of
you.
God, you
Yes,
are awesome. We are just
hallelujah.
blessed to have you.
Thank
So, saints, please
you.
fire up the mics, turn on the cameras, and let's just give a collective praise to the
Hallelujah.
our beloved apostle.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Lord God.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you,
Just
God.
you and
Thank
praise
you,
you,
Lord
Lord.
Christ
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God,
God,
for
for the
the
love
healing.
and
Thank you,
the
God.
mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Yes,
Lord.
God.
Thank you,
Thank
thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Lord. Thank
Lord.
you,
Thank
Lord. Thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
But I
Hallelujah.
name you.
Our
I
blessings
honor
are
you,
His.
Lord.
Our
But I
blessings
name
are
you,
our receipt,
Lord
Lord. Thank
God.
you, God,
Yes,
for
God. In
redeeming
the
you,
name
God.
of the
Lord,
Lord.
our heart.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God.
God.
Thank
Thank you,
you,
thank
God.
you,
Thank
Lord.
you,
Thank you,
God.
God.
We
Hallelujah.
bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
thank you,
Thank
God.
you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
God.
Jesus.
Bless
Thank
your
you,
name, God.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Lord.
And amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning once again, saints.
Good morning.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. As we know this, the first Sunday of the month will be our communion, our time to take communion together. As we go in, we'll take the sacraments together. But first, let's just go into Freedom Sunday. Thank
Hallelujah.
God,
Thank
hallelujah,
you. Yes.
hallelujah for another opportunity where we have the freedom to discuss the word of God, to discuss what God is speaking over us, what God has said about us, who God calls us to be. And this morning, my wife and I were talking the other day, and I called her, and it was on my heart, stewardship. And then Apostle asked my wife last night, "Hey, do you have any thoughts about discussion for tomorrow?" And one of the things she said was stewardship. So today we're going to talk about stewardship. So I'm gonna ask some questions. Oh, I thought my wife was about to say something. I'm gonna ask some questions. We're gonna have a good conversation. Don't be shocked if I call you out and call upon you because I'm asking for participation. I'm asking that you be a good steward over what
Yes.
you know and what you learn, because stewardship is beyond our finances, beyond what we have, beyond our possession. It's our time, talent, and our treasure. So let's just take some time. We'll jump in. Let my wife start. She has something that she'd like to share and say.
No, I was just going to piggyback off of what Elder Mark said about us calling on you, because again, Freedom Sundays is not a preached word. It's for everybody to ask questions and to be a part of it. So it's not just about whoever the leaders are for that day on Freedom Sundays. Whoever is leading the conversation. Is for all of you to join in, all of you to ask a question, all of you to, say what it is that maybe
Thanks.
you don't understand or just questions. This is collective. This is about teamwork. It's not just about the person that is right before you that is speaking. So, Apostle, before we go forward, is there anything you want to share?
Amen. The only thing, and piggybacking on what you're saying, and saying that it is about the questions and so forth, it's not only about the questions, it's about you giving answers, okay? Because you've got knowledge of stuff. You may have a scripture about what it is that we're talking about. This is a time when iron is going to sharpen iron. Iron, we're going to talk, we're going to discuss the word of God. And so that in the end, we are all going to be on the, we should all be on the same page. Okay, don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to answer the questions because I know that all of you on here, I know you all are brilliant. You
Amen.
all know the word of God, so you're all brilliant. So to God be the glory. I'm going to do my best to stay out of the picture as much as I can. You're shaking your head.
Oh,
I
no. No,
will do my
don't
best
do
to stay
that.
out of
Oh.
the picture as much as I can.
No, Apostle, no. It's not about you staying out of the picture. Listen,
All right,
you are
y'all go.
the leader. You are the leader. So we're gonna feed off of you. You know, we're gonna share what we've learned. And nobody try to hang up because you know we said we're gonna call on people. So don't try to disappear.
Oh,
Don't try to
and
disappear.
let me say this. Denise is not feeling well. She's on the line, you know, but and you know she's normally has her face showing, but she's in bed. She is sick, but she didn't want to miss it. So, let's give her quiet time as she's listening to what's being said.
Okay, no problem.
Well,
Auntie Denise,
okay.
thank you for taking the time. And that truly is an example of stewardship because even in when you're not feeling good, even when things aren't going right, that's a part of what stewardship is. Before we jump into a definition, I just want to acknowledge that is stewardship, that what you're doing, that you're actually taking your time, even when it's uncomfortable, you're still dedicating your time to being a part of church, being a part of a group, being a part of a collective that's coming together to learn more about God. So thank you, women of God, for being an example of a steward. First
Amen.
question I'd like to ask, when you think of stewardship, and this can be anybody who has a question, when you think of the word stewardship, what is that? What stands out to you? What does it mean to you? Anybody? And Pastor Brinkley?
As I was thinking about our topic for today, and I struggle with this when it as it relates to the church. First of all, stewardship is the responsible management and protection of something that God has entrusted us with, and we ought to be good stewards over that. I struggle with that sometimes because with when it comes to church and when it comes to business, it's hard for me to separate the two because my business is requiring me to work sometimes 24/7. I was just told that when you own one of my sons said to me, Mom, I said, look, I need at least 2 hours to myself. I need a day off. And my son said, Mom, if you are a business owner and you work every day, then people are going to call on you 24/7. And so I struggle with that when it comes to church because I don't feel like I'm giving my time and my talent and even my finances to the church. The way I should. So that's a real struggle for me. And I'm going to be this year, my goal is to be intentional about if it's no more than getting on the prayer line, to be intentional about being a good steward over what God has blessed me with and entrusted me with.
Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that, and being transparent. Because yes, it's like, okay, you own your business and then you still want to be a part of ministry, but it's like the time that you have to give to your business and the time that you want to dedicate to ministry. And so sometimes it can all become intertwined and you find yourself, you know, like how am I going to do this? But you just said you were going to be intentional, even if it's just getting, you know, on a prayer line, you being more intentional about, you know, your tithes or, you know, whatever it is that you want to give to the kingdom. And so the first thing is that you acknowledged those things that you have basically felt like you've fallen short and you've acknowledged that. And so God hears that. And so yes, it can be a hard thing to try to balance business and you know and ministry. And I don't even have a business, and it's hard to balance ministry, work, home life, school. And so, you know, I get it. I get it. I get it. Okay, Minister Malkia, you had your hand up.
Yes, I was just going to add a few things now to what Pastor Brinkley mentioned. In my mind, I see stewardship is as someone who's committed, willing to give guidance, coaching, help along the way, and your commitment over the word and the importance of the word. I look at it at both as in both aspects, both biblically and our commitment to the church. And I also look at it just in life. Your job, your role, what it is that you're supposed to do. And one example that I think of in the marketplace is being a steward over the people that work for you, helping to give them guidance, but you're not the one telling them what they should do. You're the one giving them guidance so that they could leverage that to execute. And I look at it the same way in the church. Apostle gives us guidance so that we can leverage that and execute. Apostle can't do it for us. We have to do it for ourselves. And
Amen.
That's what I think of when I think about stewardship.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, both of you, are there any other comments before we comment to what we're doing?
Yes, I would like to add something.
Okay, please.
I think the first word that came to mind, Pastor Brinkley said it, the responsibility, but I also would like to add, and Malkia definitely touched on it, and trust, you know, in the marketplace when you are in leadership and you trust, you're going to trust the leader that they know how to steward. And when you're given that responsibility, even in ministry, and you're trusting, and God is trusting us to be good stewards over the things that he gives us. So I just wanted to add that word in.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Marisha.
You're welcome. Minister Tamika and Elder Mark.
Yes.
God, know I'm silly. I know.
I believe, Liz, you may have had your hand up.
Yep, she did.
You might have changed her mind.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hey, baby. Okay.
I was going to say, well, thank y'all for y'all explanation, because I wasn't understanding, like, biblically what that meant. But as soon as you said stewardess, I thought of, like, a flight attendant and being of service to everyone and, you know, those that are in your company. And then I'm like, okay, that's, like, God flying the plane, and we are the stewardess. We have to protect, you know, the ones that are in our home, around us, our friends, family. So that's what I thought about the word. And
yes, that is an awesome analogy. Thank you, thank you. That's an enlightening analogy to think of it. You know, even in our studies, we didn't think of it in that manner. When you said it, that's why my eyes opened. I was like, wow, like that's an analogy. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And see, even when we think we don't have the answer, God is speaking to us that we can hear it. And that's what is so great about the word and studying and these type of discussions. It allows us to see, and that truly is stewardship in sharing our own interpretation, because the Holy Spirit speaks to us, each and every one of us, in a different way about the word, about what it has for us. Not that there's a different meaning, but we receive it in a different way to apply it to life, because the way Liz just explained it may be some way that another person may not receive it. But her interpretation can open the eyes. And just like Pastor Brinkley, what she said about business, and Minister Malkia, what she said about business, and what she said, and Marisha, what she said about trusting, all of those are examples of stewardship. But the Holy Spirit spoke to each one of them in a different way for them to understand and hear what they hear from the word of stewardship, what they hear in that. One of the scriptures I'd like to share just to start the conversation, to keep the conversation going. And Michelle, I'm going to come right to you after I read this one scripture, and I'm going to come right to you. But the scripture is 1 Peter 4 and 10. And it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. That says it right there, in its various forms. We will all have different opportunities for stewardship, and in different manners and different ways. And we have to do that in honoring God. It's our responsibility. That's what stewardship is, a responsibility. Pastor Brinkley, you basically verbatim gave the biblical definition of stewardship. And I'm going to give it to Minister Michelle, and then we'll actually talk about that definition and try to break it down, and let's apply that to our lives today. Minister, I'm going to say, yes, Minister Michelle, it's in your hands, beloved.
Sister Michelle. I heard that the first time, Sister Michelle. Sister Michelle. So my thoughts is, as a steward, I want to do a good job taking care of what God has entrusted me with. So I'm very mindful about making sure, trying to give my best, not just giving sloppy, just half-hearted, whatever I'm doing for somebody or what have you when I'm serving or giving, really, you know, giving what I would want to receive if I were on the receiving end, just wholeheartedly and being generous and just from the heart what I'm doing and just, you know, being mindful that I'm not giving, you know, sloppy, just secondhand, you know, just, you know, just being sloppy with it, you know, really trying to give my best. So as a good steward, you know, you want to, that's something you want to do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Antoine.
Amen.
Antoine, you had something to say, my brother.
Yes, Elder Mark, can you give me that, would you just, where you read that in the Bible, scripture?
Yes, please? That's 1 Peter 4:10.
You know, that hit home. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in a McDonald's, and I don't want to speak too loud. Then again, I might try to convert everybody in here. About maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I had a talk with my therapist, Apostle Burns. And I shared with her that I wasn't walking in my gift. And I talked to her about that I felt that I was not walking in my gift. And I was not doing what I was put here to do. And it was so funny that you read that this morning, because that just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I've been thinking, and I've decided that soon, sometime within 2014, I'll be coming off the road and I'll be walking.
2014?
I mean, what year?
24, honey.
Oh, 2024. is that the year this is?
Yes, dear.
2024, okay. I'm just making sure you were listening. Sometime in 2024, I will be coming off the road and walking in my gift.
Amen.
And man, this is really beautiful that you guys have this topic, and I was able to be here today to hear it with my own ears.
Amen. Amen.
Minister Danielle says it all the time, and it doesn't even apply to those that are just visiting. When you're here, it's no coincidence. God has something for you. So I'm glad you were here to hear it and know that we're praying for you and praying with you, not just praying for you, but praying with you that God's going to move that in your life. Father God, we honor you and bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that as your man of God comes before you, Lord God, and presents himself as a willing and able servant, Lord God, that you will move on his life, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that his very plans, Lord God, your word says in Proverbs 6:3, submit your work unto the Lord and your plans. So we're thanking you, Lord God, that as he's committing his work unto you, as he's committing himself unto you, as he's showing a desire and making an outward presentation of a desire to do something different, that you'll walk with him, that you'll commune with him, that you'll guide him in everything that he needs and take him to the place, Lord God, that he represents and honors you in everything, that he serves you, that he proves, Lord God, to be an ambassador for your word and for your will and way. We give you thanks, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in him, through him, and with him, and through us all. We praise you and preach your name, your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, may I throw something in there, dear, before you go on? When I look at stewardship, it's like, okay, us being a servant in the house of the Lord, or in the the ministry that God has given us. You know, the word says the earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, it all belongs to God. So everything that is here, it belongs to him. And he's placed us here to take charge over it and have the responsibility and the accountability to distribute, to look over, to invest, to do whatever it is that we need to do to make what he has, you know, what he owns to make it better. And when we look at as a steward, you know, in the old days, you know, you had the man of the house that owned the house and the field and everything. And then the people that worked for him, they were stewards. They took care of his property. Okay. And so they were stewards. And the analogy that Liz gave, you know, you got the airplane pilot flying the airplane, but it's the stewards that are taking care of everything that is there on the plane for the customers and all to be good. And if we look at the fact that all of this belongs to God and he has given us charge over it, and not look at it, this is my money, this is my house, this is my body, this is my. No, it all belongs to God, and he's given us the opportunity to take care of it and do what's right by what he has left with us. And I think that helps me a lot in stewardship, you know, and Mark, you said it in the beginning, and dealing with our time, our talents, our money, you know, whatever it is, it all belongs to God. None of it belongs to us. He's just given us the opportunity, you know, to work it, to take care of it, show that we get it, you know? So that's all I want to say, son. Thank you.
Amen. Mom and Pop, Thorns, you have something, and then Minister Brinkley, I'm sorry, Pastor Brinkley, we'll come to you. Mom and Pop, you can go ahead and speak. I think you're muted still.
Go on into the next person and come back to them.
We'll come back to them. Pastor Brinkley, you can make your comment.
Yes, I just wanted to say, when I think about my business, I'm constantly saying that it's a ministry. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm in the field, I tell people that it's a ministry. And therefore, I have to be a good steward over my company. Mm-hmm. And also, I see the people that work for me. One lady, it was just laid on my heart. She asked me if we could clean her house. And she said she only had $65 to pay each visit that we made. Well, $65 is, as you know, is no money. But what I said to her is, you have blessed us by just reaching out to us and saying that you want us to clean your apartment because you heard that we do good work. And so what I did was say, look, I want to bless you. I know that you can't afford to bless us, but we want to bless you. So what we did, we took her on, we are cleaning her apartment. And as a result of that, she has truly blessed us because she has referred other people to us. So that's another way of being a good steward over what God has blessed you with. And I believe, I know that God has blessed me with this business because we are now up to 18 developments.
Wow. Amen.
And I know the other part when we talk about being good steward, I am now speaking and talking to Minister Denise because I told her I feel and believe that I have not been a good steward over the monies that's coming into the business. That is not my strength. And so I'm relinquishing it. I'm turning it over saying, hey, I need some help. I can't do this by myself. Help me to walk in the gift that God has blessed me with.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
That's wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just give, looks like they're still muted. Okay. Biblical stewardship, the biblical worldview of stewardship can be consciously defined, I'm sorry, concisely defined as utilizing and managing all resources God provided for the glory of God and the betterment of his creation.
Mm-hmm.
The central essence of the biblical worldview of stewardship is managing everything God brings into the believer's life in a manner that honors God.
Wow. Yeah.
About doing something different, doing it, you know, to give God glory, whether it be your time, whether it be your talent, whether it be your business, whether it be, and you know, I'm gonna hand it over to my wife, but y'all know I love to talk. but you guys said, and even what you said, Mr. Pastor Punky, forgive me, stuck out to me about ministry to people is truly stewardship.
Yeah.
Minister to people because our relationships that God fosters, that God allows, we're supposed to steward those relationships as opportunities to share the love of God.
Amen.
Take an opportunity to bless somebody else or be that blessing like Apostle has taught us in the circle of blessings. If we don't take that opportunity, we're not being a good steward over the relationship. It's not, you know, we confuse stewardship and make it about our finances or, yeah, our time and our talents. But what about the relationship with our, you know, with our family that we're not stewarding? And we have, you know, some people don't have their mother and father still with them. Some people don't have their grandparents, don't have people around them that they can still glean from and talk to you and spend time with. But the hustle and bustle of life, we don't spend time. Or we sell some family because of an argument or friends because of an argument. But really, that God has fostered and put us in or an opportunity to do something different. The enemy wants us to be broken apart. The enemy wants us to rest on the cornerstone, who is Christ. The cornerstone directs us all to be in line with one another, in relationship, tightly joined so that we can build up the church together. But if he breaks those bonds apart, breaks those relationships, if we don't steward those relationships, then the church, not the building, but the church, the body of Christ, falls apart. So that's a relationship. I just wanted to say that because what Pastor Brinkley said about the person is one of the scriptures that we will point out, but I want to pass it over to my wife before we jump back into some of the other scriptures.
Amen. Thank you. So a steward in the ancient world was a person who was given the responsibility and authority to rule over the affairs of the household. The patriarch Joseph became a steward over Potiphar's household. He managed everything in the household and was given the authority to rule over the house. That's in Genesis 39:1-6. In that role, he was responsible to manage the household well. He was not to waste the resources of the family, but to make wise decisions. And so in that role, you know, he had to make sure that the decisions that he made benefited the household in a good way.
Right. So,
like making sure if this was his responsibility, making sure the kitchen was clean, the house was clean, period. If he cooked, if he had to manage the debt or the bills that were due for us, it would be gas and electric, you know, managing those things, making sure that the affairs of the house were taken care of. And the Potiphar's household trusted that he was doing what he was supposed to do, that he was making sure that his responsibilities were taken care of. And it's just like when we have accountants, you know, we may own a business and we have accountants and we entrust the accountants to take care of our money and ensure that, you know, whatever needs to be paid comes out of whatever accounts that need to be paid, making sure the finances add up, that nothing's missing. And so you entrust that into the accountant. And we've heard stories where people have entrusted that to the accountant later to find out that the accountant was stealing from them the whole time.
Right.
But because they entrusted that, they never went and looked for themselves to make sure that what the accountant was doing was legal and that the accountant was not stealing from them. And this is why we need biblical accountants that are of the faith, the accountants that love God, the accountants whose heart is for God. And even in that, we should ask questions, you know, because it is your money. So you should ask questions. If you don't understand where, you know, this amount of money went, Ask questions. It's nothing wrong with asking questions, and that allows you to basically know what's going on in your business, because you can't basically take control over every little part of your business. There are times when you have to outsource things to people, because you cannot manage every aspect of your business by yourself. And so that's where other people come in that help you with managing your business. And so, you know, just what Lady Marisha said about trusting people, trusting the leader that you work under, that they know what they're doing, that they're guiding you in the right direction when it comes to work, when they're training you, that they're giving you the right information, that they're telling you the right thing to do. And so, again, when we think of stewardship, it's not, because for me, at first, when I would think of stewardship, the first thing that would come to my mind would be finances. You know, God watching us be good stewards over our finances. And last week, I think Mark and I were watching a podcast called Dear Future Wifey podcast. I think that's what it is. And he had like a whole panel of people on. It was some, you know, some Christians were on the panel. And then he had some other people, but I think they were more Christians, and they were talking about, you know, the role of the man and the role of the woman. And so they were talking about the finance part, you know? And so I said to Mark, I said to Mark, because, you know, with us getting to like talk about, cause some, I pay the bills per se. I make sure that the bills and everything are paid. But then when we talk about budget, and Mark knows that, you know, I like to buy stuff or whatever. So I said to him, so I said, he was like, you know, but when I tell you you don't need that or whatever, you know, you get it mailed to your job, and then I don't find no. And I'm like, oh, I don't do that anymore. I'm not gonna lie. I would get it mailed to my job, and then bring it home and try to hide it. So I don't do that anymore. I do get it sent to the house. So, you know, there's a possibility that he sees it. Or so if I order something on Amazon, because we share an account, he sees what it is that I order. And so like, it have been times where I order something, and I'm like, did he hear the ding?
I saw it. It comes up every time, and I be at work like somewhere climbing up a ladder and thinking my wife is stewarding the money as we're supposed to. And I find out that she went shopping and bought something else. Like, how? Okay. And then I look at the order and I'm like, wait a minute. We got another book and some more pens?
Stop it.
Don't come for her book. You know she loves her stationery.
And everyone who knows my wife knows that she does.
Not the pens.
It's just when we have, and this is for married couples. We're just, this is a wonderful conversation for married couples when it comes to stewardship. You are called to steward your money together. You become one flesh. You become one household together, separating everything. And then you doing one thing, your husband doing another thing, isn't stewardship, because you're supposed to come together combined to build on one another, to build up together. And when you do that, you can accomplish so much more. But if one has one agenda and the other one is doing something different, you don't come together. You end up drawing a separation because, as she said, she had to hide it. When she was hiding stuff, and then I would find it, I'd be like, wait a minute, we're not having a good conversation now, because now I'm challenging you, like, hey, how much more stuff did you order that you think I don't know about? Mm-hmm. Like, how did I walk in the room and see a box that's still in the Amazon package that I knew nothing about in the other room? But,
okay, all right.
You know, so, we had those conversations.
All right, so in our conversation with that, And I said, okay, well then give me a budget, give me an allowance. And once I use all of that for the month, that's it. And so he looked at me and he was like, yeah, I don't think you know, you want to abide by that basically. And I'm like, yes, it is. I said, okay, when you tell me not to do something, right? If you say you don't need that, but then you don't, if you know that I did it, it's almost like not chastise me like I'm a child, but it's almost like hold me accountable for what it is that I said that I wasn't going to do. So that's when I said about the allowance. You put me on allowance. If I have this allowance for this month, if I spend all of it, then that's on me. And I can't, that's it. And so, and he sat there and he was like, okay, okay, that'll work. And then when he said, okay, okay, that'll work, in the back of my head, I was like, you big dummy, you just put your foot in. I gotta abide by this allowance thing, but it's discipline, and it's allowing my husband to, you know, take charge over that part, and helping me to be a good steward, because he doesn't buy anything. Like when I tell y'all, he doesn't buy, and it's like I have to force him to buy buy clothes when, you know, when he needs them. So it's like it's a balance there in a way. So me get relinquish that word. My wanting, because it's not a need, it's a want.
And right.
So I want it's like it talks louder than what we really need. And so now that I have said what I said, I have to abide by what I said, because God heard me say it too, right? And so although I don't have like children in the house that I have to be an example for, God still sees what I'm doing. God will know if I order something and then go somewhere and hide it. You know, he may not see it, but the fact that God knows that I'm not being honest, basically. Mm-hmm. So that in itself will stop me from just buying things that I want. Because sometimes buying stuff that you want will put you in debt and put you in places like you like, how did I get here? And then it's like, sometimes it's like, hold up, I had this amount of money, where did it go? And if you sit and add up all the things that you buy that you don't even use, it's like a waste. So like I have purses in tubs that have been in a tote since we moved here, and just in a tote. I'm not even using them. So I told him to find them so that I can sell them. So, you know, sell them on something. So it's that of the wanting, and allowing that to speak louder than what you really need. So
amen. Amen.
A transparent moment. Okay. All right. All right.
Kyle, you look like
about to say our truth and shame the devil.
Minister Malkia, you had your hand up. And I think Minister Kyle wants to say something as well.
Yes. What I was going to add, it was a little bit a while ago, but the first thing I want to say in regards to what you were just talking about, it requires discipline.
Yeah.
Which is what God desires for us to have, you know, according to his will and his works, being disciplined and being polished around knowing what those things are and then executing or carrying out those tasks or those plans that he has for our lives. But earlier you made a comment about just kind of the workplace and just making sure that you trust that individual to give you the direction, the guidance, whatever the case may be. But that also relates back biblically and what we're supposed to do in the church. I gave the example earlier about apostle giving us the word, but the word also says study to show thyself approved. And it requires us to make sure that not only we're gaining knowledge from her, but then we're also going back to seek, you know, additional knowledge so that we can be better and knowing God's word. And so that's just a reminder for me. I know I do that, but I don't do that as well as it needs to be done and as often as it needs to be done. So I just wanted to correlate what you were talking about with the workplace back to our role and what we need to do in the church.
Amen. Amen.
Mr. Kyle, did you have something to say? Or did I just see you jump leaning forward?
He got something to say.
Yeah,
leaning forward. He said he was just leaning. Oh, go ahead, bro.
Salah Lingam. How about that? Come on, I got something to say.
You said it.
So, no, I'll say this, though. I'll share, you know, not to be a party pooper or anything like that. So, you know, I was sitting here and I was like, man, you know, I don't want to speak in circles because I feel like a lot of what I was getting ready to say, you know, it's kind of already been said. You know, I appreciate the first thing that was brought up with stewardship being beyond money, mm-hmm. you know, time, treasure, relationships, mm-hmm. even mm-hmm. children,
mm-hmm.
you know, the being able to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
There's those that struggle in that area and those that can't. You know, how often people take, you know, advantage of that and have used abortions as a form of birth control.
Right.
But even away from that, I thought about the stewardship and our freedom to worship.
Mm-hmm.
We can freely get together, gather, whether it's virtually or in person, and we have the freedom to express, you know, our love, our appreciation to God for who he is and what he's done without it having to be secretive.
You right.
know, not, you know, in a place where we have to hide to go and honor and worship God. You know, we're not losing our lives for the fact that we are worshiping God. So so often we take things like that for granted, you know, to be able to just straight up worship God. And I remember a time where I was talking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about how a lot of times, you know, we would have pastors, you know, when they speak to musicians and they talk about, you know, David playing the evil spirit away,
mm-hmm.
When he went before Saul. And I say, yeah, you know, that's true. We know that was, you know, that it was, you know, him being, you know, first subject to God, to be used by God in that moment, as well as it was the actual anointing that caused him, upon him, upon his gift, that caused this evil spirit to flee. I mean, and of course, if you go before the scriptures, it also tells you that God sent that evil spirit.
Mm.
But I said, you know, I said one thing that people, you know, didn't, you know, or these, you know, some of the passages didn't mention is where the Bible talks about David playing skillfully. So even though it may not be recorded, when you think about somebody becoming skillful at something, at some point, he must have been practicing.
Right.
So right. Look at, you know, just even when it comes down to, you know, sharing the word of God and, you know, our prayer, you know, language elevating and how we're praying, you know, there's a point where we have to feed that area. We have to, you know, develop that skill. So that's my little bit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Both of you said points out the scripture, one of the scriptures that we were looking at, that we looked at to discuss and just to share for, you know, kind of some more, to go a little deeper. And for Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 says, this is Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. And this is in Paul's letter, he writes, God has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we have to recognize is what we learn and what we're being taught and what we receive is one of those things that's what's called the three T's of stewardship: time, talent, and treasure. What we learn is actually a treasure. So I thank you, Minister Melkia, for pointing that out about studying to show thyself approved. And what you said, Minister Kyle, about practicing, we have to engulf ourselves in the word of God. We have to practice it. We have to study it. We have to take it in so that we can share it. And that's part of stewardship. We're not receiving the word of God just for our own edification, just for us to receive the word and go out and do nothing with it. we're receiving the word of God and being taught in this arena, in this church, in this group. We're being taught. The woman of God is being a blessing to us, sharing so much insight from what she's receiving. It's our duty as stewards to take that word out and share it for the good of people. Like, analogy, the stewards are sharing what's on the plane. They're sharing the drinks. They're sharing the stuff. They're sharing the resources and refreshments. We have the resources to refresh the very souls of people from what we're being taught. We need to be the ones that share those resources so someone else's soul can be refreshed, and that in the circle of blessings, they can go out and refresh someone else's soul, because now they're filled with that refreshment. They're filled with that breath of life. They're filled with that understanding and teaching that takes them to a different place. They're filled with that revelation so that we can walk in a place of discernment, because you will discern what the Spirit wants you to pray for when you have a relationship with God, when you study the scriptures, when you get into the word. Apostle, you're about to say something. I see you moving your hand.
Okay, we know because
your mannerisms are always the same. So please.
Wow, I got to check that out, because I don't even know when what I'm doing. But one of the hardest places for me in stewardship. Remember when I mentioned the scripture that the earth is the Lord and everything that's upon it, you know, that it all belongs to Him, and we know all of us know. That we were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. So that means God owns us as well, right?
Yeah.
Then we know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hardest part of my stewardship is taking care of my body, and not like it's my body, but I have to start looking at it as this is the temple. You know, I would never go into the house of the Lord and just do any old kind of thing in it, throw things any old kind of way, mess it up, whatever the case may be, and feel okay with it. So if I wouldn't do that in the natural, in a physical edifice, then why is it okay with me to do it with my body? You know, and it's God's body. It is a temple of the Holy Spirit that He gave me stewardship over. And so I have to learn how to keep this house clean, and not just spiritually clean, okay? Naturally, eating the right things, doing, you know, whatever herbs I need to do, you know, to cleanse my body and my blood vessels and so forth. Sleeping with my CPAP machine, because I have sleep apnea, instead of, you know, letting it go and could end up dying in my sleep because I stopped breathing and so forth and so on. You know, this is the body or the temple of the Holy Spirit. It really is. And so we have to learn how to take care of that. That is stewardship as well. You know, it doesn't belong to me. You know, it doesn't belong to me. So that is a part of stewardship. I mean, money, I have no problem, you know, financially and sowing money wherever I need to sow it. I have no problem with doing that and believing that, you know, as I sow, you know, I will reap what I sow. So I have no problem with that. But I've had problems in taking care of the temple. And so, and this year, just as, you know, Antoine said, you know, this year he's intentionally going to do what he knows that God has called him to do. This year, when I look at stewardship, I know that is part of my stewardship that I have to become better at. I definitely have to become better at it. So,
Amen.
Elder Mark, can you hit me with those three T's of stewardship again, please?
Yes, sir. It's time, talent, and treasure. Time, talent, and treasure. And since you asked that, well, just to say, so there was an article that my wife found. Forgive me, I don't have the title right here, but it was something that really stuck out to me. The article highlights creation. And that goes to what you were talking about, Apostle, how God created man in His own image, gave us dominion over everything. And that's Genesis 1, 26 through 20. I'm going to read it real quick. Then God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of heaven and over the livestock and over all the earth and over everything creeping that it creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over everything that moves on it. So we have to recognize that that command was about productivity, about producing and taking forward what God has given us dominion over and taking care of it. So what the article says is fundamentally stewardship is an exercising our God-given dominion over his creation, reflecting the image of our creator in his care, responsibility, and hold up the possible, this points to what you said, maintenance. We have to maintain our bodies. We have to maintain our spirit. We have to be a living sacrifice. That is part of stewardship, that we give our lives back unto God as servants, as stewards to share the blessing that he's done with us. Even our testimony, sharing our testimony is stewardship, because we're being good stewards over the story of our lives that God has transformed us so that we're not conformed to the ways of this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. He's done something different in our thought processes. He's done something different through our experiences, whether it be the one that was hospitalized, whether it be the one that went through illness, whether it be the one through went through a financial debacle or issue, whatever the change, and God bless you in that, you're supposed to share that testimony so someone else can be blessed. And that truly is being a stewardship over your life. You're not only talking about the blessings, you're talking about the trials and the tribulations that God has brought you through. And he brings us through everything, because it says in Romans 8, all things are working for the good of those that love God. So if all things are working, even your tests, your trials, your tribulations, are giving you an opportunity to be a steward over the periods of your life. So it's kind of hard to think, well, how do I steward the bad parts? How do I steward the suffering? We steward the suffering by giving God acknowledgement that he has the power to bring us through it. Mm-hmm. We steward our blessings by saying we're thanking God because he's the only one that could have provided those very blessings. So when we are stewards over our life, we're stewards over our relationship. Even Ephesians 3:2 says this. Forgive me, I had it here in front of me. Oh. Ephesians 3:2 says, assuming by the way that you know God gave me the special responsibility of extending his grace to you Gentiles. Evangelize. We're supposed to speak to those that don't know God. We're supposed to share our lives the people that don't share God. We're supposed to share a testimony that shows who God is. That's stewardship over our lives. Stewardship is a responsibility to give God honor through whatever we faced. If we are promised victorious and overcomers, even when we're walking through it, to be a good steward means to share that very thing we're going through so someone else can see the move of God on your life, because he's always and will continue and never leaves nor forsakes you. So he's always moving on your life. Each and every day, we have the opportunity to be a steward, whether we are blessed in our finances or whether the bank book says it has negative $15 or whatever. We're still given the opportunity to steward that life and share the blessings in that life, even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of, I'm not where I want to be right now. I'm not where I know God is calling me to be. But the fact that you opened your mouth and said publicly, our brother Antoine, that I want to be a steward is a representation of a desire to walk in a different place, to walk in a place of stewardship, to serve God and give God glory, because that's what we're supposed to do with all the resources. That's the definition of stewardship, to use it to give God glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to share this real quick. At creation, the mandate that God gave to humanity was for people to reflect and mirror God's stewardship over this sphere of creation. This involves far more than religious enterprises or the church. It has to do with how we engage in scientific endeavors, how we treat animals, and how we treat the environment. The dominion over the earth is not a license to exploit, pillage, consume, or destroy the earth. It is a responsibility to exercise stewardship over our home by working and keeping it. Working and keeping one's home means preventing it from falling apart, keeping it orderly, maintaining it, preserving it, and making it beautiful. So stewardship is about exercising our God-given dominion over his creation, reflecting the image of our creator God in his care, responsibility, maintenance, protection, and beautification of his creation. And so in the part where it says it's even how we treat animals, and this is from, this is domesticated animals, because I'm not treating no roaches and rats and rodents and stuff like that. Domesticated animals, like when we have dogs and cats and, you know, whatever domesticated animals that we have. And I just think about the animals that we have. And when I read that, I was like, oh, Lord, forgive me. Because I don't. So Mark is the animal lover. He loves the dogs. Okay. He's like the dog whisperer. Everywhere when he walks out the room, they're right behind him, like little kids, like right behind him. Like, where is he going? When he's coming back? It's so funny because I sit and I just watch how they just love on him. And so when they come to me, I'm like, get out my face. Like, just get away from me. And what we forget is that we don't take into account that they have feelings too, right? And so they want to feel loved. They want to know that they are loved. And so the reason why they're always under Mark is because they feel the love that Mark gives to them. Mm-hmm. When it's to me and I'm constantly saying, get out of my face, get away from me. It's like, oh, she don't really love us the way that, you know, he, and I can tell the difference. Cause when I leave out of a room, they don't follow me. They lay there. It's like, okay, God, even in the things like that, you know, like even in the little things like that, we ought to even, because they're God's creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're supposed to show them love as well. And so, you know, just when I read that, I was just like, okay, the way that we love God's creation, you know, we always say, you know, we love God, you know, we love God, we love God. But then in our actions show, it makes people question, like, do you really?
Right.
God, right. So do you love him in every single area that where we're supposed to show love? Even when we meet people out on the street, the homeless, you know, and you know, sometimes we go through this thing in our head, like, well, how do we really know they homeless? How do we really know they need this money? and it's not for us to question, because guess what? If they're lying, they have to deal with that.
That's right.
You know. But we have to take care of the least of these, you know, to take care of those people that are on the street, because it could have been me. It could be me. It could be somebody that I know, somebody, you know, that I have relationship with. And mm-hmm. so even in that, you know, Mark does a good job of doing that, blessing people just in word. Sometimes when he may not have anything to give, you know, he blesses them in word, with mm-hmm. word. You know, ministering to them. And so just letting people know that we love them in spite of who they are and, you know, what they've done, letting them know that God loves them as well. So does anybody else have anything before we move on to communion? Because don't forget, we have to take communion. And if you don't have your elements together, take a quick moment to go get it. Oh, Minister Michelle, I'm sorry. Sister Michelle.
That's right. I want to confess, I've been doing a pitiful job stewarding my health and wellness, diet and exercise. And I'm praying God, he's helping me. I'm being honest and confessing to God and Holy Spirit. He's helping me to get it together, take care of my temple, because I haven't been doing that. And so I definitely need to get that together so I can, because this is the year that I feel like God want me to start doing the things that he been showing me that he want me to do. And if carrying this extra weight is like, I just feel sluggish, like I don't have the energy, you know, to want to do things. So I'm not going to be able to be effective and go out, you know, if my health is, you know, like I am. So that's something that's definitely important. God, he's helping me.
Amen. Amen.
And it was something I wanted to do. You know, when we talk about things like these, it's not just for a conversation, but it's literally a call to action. So I would say to each and every one of you, if you decide to share right now, we'll give a few seconds for those that might want to share. But for everybody, to either write it down or take a mental note of something that you can be a better steward over starting today, that this week, even this week, that you can be a better steward over. Write it down. Take a mental note. If there's someone that wants to share it so it can help somebody else, because that stewardship is where sharing in your transparency is a stewardship over life. But for me, one of the biggest things that I want to steward is my house, just making sure that my house is in order. You know, me and my wife have been asking about being in a larger house. And I recognize, like, well, God, I want to be in a larger house, but are we really taking care of this property that we have now? Like, right. Is there more we can clean? Is there more we could do to keep it organized? There more that we could do? Because, you know, we were talking about inviting people over and doing, we used to do that a lot on Sundays, inviting people over and just having, you know, time to just fellowship. But I'm like, man, I can't invite nobody over. The house is in an uproar right now. You know, it's just time consumes. But that's one of the things I want to be a better steward over. So that's something that I'm going to work on. So I don't know, whatever God's saying to you, whatever has been on your heart or your mind, I'm sure there's something, an area of all of our lives that we can practice being a better steward. So I just challenge you this week, start and even take notes on it. Just pray about it and see what the Spirit is leading you in, that you can better steward, that you can make some changes in your life so that discussions like these aren't just discussions that we leave on Sunday, that these Freedom Sundays actually set us free from something and allow us to grow in what God has for us. So amen.
Very good. Very good.
I thank you all for participating, all for the conversation. It was some great things shared. I look forward to many more conversations like this. As you know, first Sunday of the month is always our Freedom Sunday, always our discussion time. So thank you, Apostle, for implementing this great plan.
Amen.
And thank you for allowing us to lead today and to share what we've learned about stewardship. So God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
I want other people to be, you know, the lead as well. So when you have ideas that you want to talk about, you know, send me an email. We can put the ideas or the questions together. And, you know, because it's good to hear from everybody. It shouldn't always be the same people all the time, you know, especially this is an open forum. It's like a round table. So, so we want to hear from others. So that also helps you grow. It takes you out of your comfortable place. If you're not one that likes to speak in front of people, you can start here with family. Get comfortable talking in front of people, in front of family, because then it'll help you when you have your business and you got to talk in front of people, you know, you got to share with people. So this is the training ground. This is where God gets us prepared for what he wants us to do, you know, in life. Even when it comes to your gifts, being a good steward over the gifts that God has given you, you know, it's just, you have to be a good steward, even in that, the gifts. So Apostle Dawn, her spiritual gifts, you have to be a good steward over that. Amen. Apostle, it's back in your hand.
Oh, all righty. It's back in my hands. Well, guess what? I'm still being a good steward. Mark and Tabika, y'all can lead us into communion. Amen.
Well, as my wife said, this is just an opportunity for discipleship. And the definition of a disciple is a student learning to be a teacher. So we are students.
Yes.
So let's take this time to learn from one another so that we can go out and teach the word of God and teach it with confidence that we know and that we understand and that we have been enlightened by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 I pray that all of you have your elements already.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
Yes. Oh, amen. Amen. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. Mm. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks for it.
Hallelujah.
Then he broke it into pieces. And yes. This is my body, which is given for you.
Yes.
In remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes.
One second, sorry.
I'm sorry. So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthy is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat this bread or drink this cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, as we come before you, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you give us the opportunity to come before you, Lord God, to just represent ourselves, to offer ourselves as your willing and able servants. Lord God, we're asking that you would reach deep within, Lord God. Show us and illuminate the very things within us that are not in line with you, Lord God, that we could cast those things off, that we could continue a life, Lord God, with new vision, Lord God, with divine guidance, Lord God, that we would not cast off restraint, but we would, Lord God, be connected to your word, Lord God, and grow in your word and in your direction, Lord God, following you and honoring you. We thank you, Lord God, for the sacraments that we have, that we're taking the time to join, Lord God, representing the very sacrifice taken, Lord God, by your son, Lord God, that he died for us on the cross, Lord God, that he, Lord God, gave up his body and blood for us, Lord God, that the slate will be clean, wiped clean, Lord God, from our sin, from our iniquity, Lord God. So we thank you for this time that as we join together, Lord God, we're doing so to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory. Remove anything within us that is not in line with you and build us up, Lord God, that we can stand as your, as the light, Lord God, that represents you. Clean us, Lord God, make us whole. Continue your work within us, through us, and with us so that we can represent and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. It said, on the night of his betrayal, Christ with the disciples took the bread and said, this is my body, which is given for you, broken for you. Take and eat. And in the same manner, he took the cup and shared with his disciples and said, this is my blood, a new covenant given for you. Take and drink, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Father. An awesome sacrifice, Lord God. Thank you for loving us beyond any way we could ever love ourselves.
Yes.
Lord God, that you give us an opportunity, Lord God, to be a steward over the blessing that you've given us. An opportunity to steward the life that you saved. An opportunity to steward the relationships that you foster. An opportunity to steward, Lord God, the word that you share, the true treasures of eternity with you. We have the opportunity to share salvation, to share who Christ is, to share the sacrifice and what it meant. So give us the fortitude to stand strong in the midst of our trials, our tribulations, and our stresses, to continue to give you honor and praise, to recognize what you have done for us, and that you did it just for us so that we might be saved. We pray to the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Minister Danielle, it's in your hands.
Amen. 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 Let me see for a moment. Jonathan, are you online? If you can, if you are, will you unmute yourself? I'm not sure if you are. Okay.
Okay.
Eddie was coming on so that we can pray for him. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Amen. Everyone, this is one of my very good friends for over 34 plus years. His name is Jonathan Patterson. like our Apostle Patterson. He is our he is a very, very dear friend of mine. So since he's a friend of mine, he is your brother. And I already let them know earlier today, Jonathan, what is going on. So we all just want to go ahead and pray for you. Apostle Lee, Elder Mark, whomever, please go ahead.
Where did he go? Oh, I-6. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, son. We can hear you.
We can hear you, but we can't see you.
I know I can't see the video. Wait a minute. Hold up. You know I'm old. I got glasses on. Wait a minute. I got to leave. Wait a minute. No. What am I doing wrong?
There you are.
Hey, you can see me now?
Yes.
Yes, dear.
Okay, I brushed my teeth this morning.
God bless you. Oh, gosh. Lee, go ahead, honey.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Jonathan Patterson to you now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you are truly a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And Father, we thank you for manifesting a miracle for this man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak to his his blood vessels. We speak to every major organ right now. We speak to every cell. And Father, we thank you that it will not deteriorate any further. Father, we just thank you for you preserving his heart now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for restoration. And Father, we thank you are truly a God who supplies Jonathan's needs according to your riches and glory. So Father, as he needs a heart, Father, we just thank you for you blessing him with that which he needs now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree that his body will not reject it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that his body will receive the heart in Jesus's mighty name. Father, we just thank you for you surrounding him, shielding him, and protecting him as he's waiting for the heart. Father, we just nullify every hex, vex, curse, voodoo, hoodoo, any incantation. We thank you, Father, for every negative and ungodly word that or ungodly plan that has been unleashed and released against him. Father, we cancel it now and we send it back to the pits of hell with its assignment incomplete now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, as he's laying in that hospital bed, we thank you, Father, that he has on the whole armor of God. We thank you, Father, for the helmet of salvation. Father, we thank you for the helmet of salvation. And Father, we thank you that every fiery dart that has been released against him, it will not penetrate his mind. Father, we thank you that the battlefield in his mind has already been won. Father, we thank you that he is trusting and believing in you. And Father, we just thank you for driving out every ungodly thought that is coming against his mind now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that he has on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. His loins are girded with truth. And Father, we thank you that he has on the shoes of peace. And Father, we thank you that even as he's in the hospital bed, he's wielding the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God. And Father, we decree no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We decree that with your stripes, he is healed. We decree, Father, that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And Father, we thank you that he will see you in a way that he has never seen you before. Father, we thank you for the angels of the Lord being in that room with him, protecting, shielding, guiding him, speaking and ministering to him as he's in the hospital bed. And Father, we thank you for the anointing of God being upon him and each and every individual who comes into contact with him now, whether it be housekeeping or doctors. Father, we just thank you for the cardiologist that you're even going to have to work on him and to administer the transplant. We just thank you, Father, for steady hands. We just thank you, Father, for them being clear-minded. We thank you, Father, for no issues at home so that they can be on their A-game once they are needed in surgery. So, Father, we just thank you just for the winds of your spirit blowing in that hospital room. We just thank you for the winds of your spirit blowing in that hospital. We just thank you, Father, for you speaking to Jonathan in dreams and in visions now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up each and every one of his family members to you now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for a spirit of peace being released in that family. And also in the family who will unfortunately have to relinquish the heart. We just thank you, Father, for a spirit of peace. We thank you, Father, for the comforter being there now for both families. Thank you, Father, for Lord of the breakthrough. We thank you, Father, for breaking through every wall, every gate that has been put in motion. And Father, we just ask for favor. We pray for divine favor that Jonathan will escalate to the top of the list.
Yes.
Father, we know that many people are in need of organs. And so, Father, we just ask for divine favor, that he will find divine favor in your sight, that he will find favor with you and find favor with man as he's waiting for this so very vital organ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Y'all don't just don't understand how y'all make me feel. It's just, I don't know. It's just emotional.
Yes.
And it's like, it's a waiting game. I'm scared, but I know he has me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it could come any day now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get that call in 20 minutes. They can get it today. And I'm nervous, but I know on the other side, it's going to be, you know, I apologize by crying. So it's just.
It's all right, son. It's all right, baby. It's all right.
Apostle, if I could share a scripture, Brother Jonathan, if I could share a scripture with you. What you just said, it just, I thought to read it, and then I said, no, I'm not going to share it. Philippians 4, verse 4 through 7 says this: rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You don't have to be anxious about anything because God's already done it.
Yes.
And in our prayer, what it says about prayer and supplication, it says with thanksgiving. The thought of thanksgiving is you pray, but now you're thanking God for in your prayer, you're thanking God that it's already done. You're not saying, God, please do, God, please do, God, please do.
Right.
And God, thank you for doing it, even though it hasn't happened yet. Even though it could be the 20 minutes or the 24 hours. You know for a fact that God's going to move. So now is your place where you're saying, God, I prayed for it. I'm thanking you now for doing it. So God, we just thank you for
thank doing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord God, for the call that's going to be the word that says your transplant, your new heart is here. Lord God, we thank you for the blessing that you bestow on each and every one of us. We thank you for the opportunity to join with this man of God and celebrate the new heart that's already coming. The new promise, the one that's already assigned to him. Lord God, you have it all in order. You have it all worked out. You have a plan, an omnipotent plan, an omniscient plan beyond our understanding. So we say thank you, God, for your blessings, Lord God. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your provisions. And we say this and we pray to you, Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Auntie Denise, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Jonathan, I just want to say this to you. You believe that Jesus died for your sins, correct?
Yes.
All right. And I hear what they're saying about in order for you to get a heart, somebody else has to pass away.
I want you to know
Jesus already died.
Right.
He passed away to heal your heart. He said, by my stripes, ye are healed. And if we can believe God that his dying gives us new life, we need to believe God when he says things will be restored, what the enemy has stolen. If this attack is from the enemy, it has to be restored. Your heart can be restored, because he said nothing is impossible with God. And we don't have to wait for somebody else to die in order for us to live. We can live, and we need to begin to believe God and take him at his word. God can heal your heart. He can restore your heart. He can make old things new. And I'm telling you, believe God. Don't sit and wait for somebody else to give up a heart. Begin to call on God and say, God, you said, because he said, whatsoever you ask in my name, according to my will, I will do it. And you say, God, I am your son, and I need a new heart. And there's nothing the doctors can do for me, but you can heal my heart. You can restore every muscle, every vein, every article. God, there is nothing impossible with you. And Lord God Almighty, I stand on your word, and you be an example to glorify the God that is in heaven. God, I place my body in your hands, and I relinquish it to you to be a symbol, a servant, an example of what God is able to do, because we're living in a time where we have to take God at his word, and we have to stand strong and believe when all odds are against us. Just believe. He said, when you can no longer stand, just stand. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for Jonathan, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is true. Every word that you have given us is true. And you said your word will not return void, but it will accomplish all that you sent it to do. And when you sent out your word and you told your word, your son, to die that we might be healed, Lord, healing was ours. Healing was Jonathan's the day that Jesus died. And I thank you for that healing, mighty God. I thank you for total restoration. I thank you for the testimonies that will come forth, Lord God, for the many people who will believe because of what you did for Jonathan. Lord, we just glorify you. We glorify you, oh God. We glorify you.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, because I'm telling you right now, God wanted you dead. The day you had that heart attack, you could have been dead, but he saved you for a reason.
Yes. Thank Hallelujah. You, Lord God. Yes. Hallelujah. Jesus name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. And can I say this, because I wasn't feeling good, but there were so many times I wanted to press the button and say something. I'm telling y'all, this word of stewardship, it is so real. And the biggest stewardship we have is over our bodies. And this is why we fast, to bring our body into subjection, because we are stewards over it. God trusted us with these bodies. And Jonathan, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's his temple. Amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Back in your hands, Danielle.
Where's she at?
I forgot what I'm supposed to be doing now. Is everybody muted? I guess. What is my job right now?
Offering.
Okay. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you all who prayed for him. And I'm believing and looking forward to the miracles. I'm glad Auntie said what she said. I know the heart transplant can happen, but I am believing God for a miracle. I'm believing God when the doctors come in that room, they're like, who did you talk to? Where did you go to get this new heart? That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the call. This call this morning, I did not like, but I know the God that I serve. I know the God that Jonathan knows, and I know the God that we all serve. And so I'm looking forward to the call for him to say that it is done, that he is healed.
Hopefully, yes, ma'am. One moment. Thank you. And what Denise just did, God is looking for more of us to do the same thing.
Yes.
Because we have come to the place where we are accepting what only could be done in the natural and not dealing with what God does miraculously. Right. Okay. And so sometimes we're afraid to say that to somebody because we don't know if it's going to happen. So it's easier for us to say we are believing God for the heart transplant, but it's difficult to say, I believe here you are, you know, almost at death's door. They got to do a heart transplant. And I'm saying, I believe God to restore your heart. That's right. You know, so the looking for the transplant is the easier thing for us to believe in. But God is calling us. I'm telling you, we're going into a new place, y'all, a new level of our belief and our trust in God. We're going into a place where we've got to walk in places, man, where demons are so prevalent and so forth that we don't have time to look at just what the earthly thing is going to do. God, what is the miraculous thing that you are going to do? If he can make the blind eyes see, if he can make the lame walk, if he can do all of that, he raised Peter's, I think it was Peter's mother-in-law up off her deathbed. The child that was in the house that Elijah stayed, raised him up off the deathbed. He raised Lazarus from the grave after he was dead for 4 years. He has raised dead people in third world countries. I mean, it's commonplace almost. God has raised dead people. Saints of God, we have got to put on that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, girding our loins with truth, having the sword in our hand, which is the word of God, shodding our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and standing on the word of God. God, you said it. You cannot lie. It has to come to pass. And we got to be brave enough. We got to be bold enough to start confessing these things publicly, no matter what. Because remember, it's not us that's doing the miracle. It's not us that's doing the healing. It's God Almighty. So if he doesn't do it that way, you know, however he does it, it's all right with us. But if he doesn't do it that way, that's on him. It's not on us. It's not on us. So we got to stop being afraid. So I thank you for taking that bold step, Denise, and saying what you said. I thank you, Minister Lee, for the prayer that you prayed over him. I thank you, Denise, for calling him up and having him join us. I thank you, Jonathan, that you joined us and let us see your face, you know, as we were praying for you. I thank you so much for that. Because a lot of people want us to pray, but they don't want to show us who they are.
Show the face, right.
That's right. So, honey, I thank you. I thank you. Okay, Denise, it is back in your hands, and to God be all the glory and the honor.
I am Danielle. I am not Denise.
Thank you. Thank you, child. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen, 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 amen. Okay, well, we all know that if you go to the website, www.newvisionforlife.com, that is where you will find our ministries, and you can donate to the ministries, you can join the ministries. That is also where you can give your tithes and offerings. So please govern yourself accordingly if you have not done so. Remember, Wednesday nights is Bible study. Are there any other announcements from you, Minister Tabika? Okay. Oh, Elder Mark.
Just to let everyone else know, Elder Raymond from Abba's House reached out again just to let you know they are still having the Super Bowl party on the 11th. If you're interested, let me know so I can get a number of people that want to go. I myself am not able to go, but if anyone else wants to go, let me know and I can let Elder Raymond know so that you can join. The cost is $20 for adults, $15 for teenagers.
Okay. Amen. And also on the 24th, Apostle is being honored. Can you tell, you are Minister Tabika, tell exactly what that is for?
So I also sent out an email, but it's she's being honored for, you know, the things that she does, the sacrifices, just being celebrated for who she is. And it's through Fragrance of Faith Ministries with Apostle Linda Harvey. So it will be her along with some others that are being honored as well. And so we just give God glory because he, you know, he sees and knows everything and how much she gives out and how much she pours. And so now it's time for her to get poured back into. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So that is on February 24th. She will be honored.
Is that February 24th or March 24th?
February.
You got your dates wrong, Lee.
Yes, I was told it was March.
Okay, no, it's February 24th.
Okay.
Okay, dear. Thank you.
Amen. All right, now I'm going to say our prayer and declaration over our offerings. And when I am through with that, I will turn the order of the service. I don't see him. Is someone else handling it?
It'll be me.
Okay. I was going to say I'll turn the order of the service over into Minister Tabika. She will handle our family business. Amen. Father God, today as we receive today's offering, God, we are believing you and thanking you and knowing that you can go above and beyond what we have listed here. But Father, we thank you for jobs and better jobs, stolen money return, raises and bonuses. That's right. And if you feel it, you hear it, grab it, pull it down and receive it from God. Benefits, sales and commissions, favorable settlements, real estate and inheritance, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, divine health and healing. Jonathan, reach up and grab that one. Divine health and healing. Family members and friends saved. And Father, we thank you for even saving our enemies. God, we thank you for checks in our hands, gifts and surprises, all of our debts to be paid off, God, our expenses to decrease, our blessings and increase. God, we thank you for our new church building. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you, Father God, we thank you for meeting all of our financial needs. God, we thank you for meeting all of our financial needs, that we will have more than enough to give to the kingdom of God, to promote the gospel of peace, and to be a good disciple and a good steward over what you have given us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We reach up and receive it, and we decree it, and we say that it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen. And Minister Tabika, it is in your hands for our family business. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, God. Amen.
Amen. And amen, amen.
Thank you, Minister Danielle, for that. That in itself, the way that you give it, makes somebody wants to give.
Yeah. Amen.
Just the enthusiasm of it. It's not our sentiments and like, it's just you give enthusiasm and it touches people's hearts to make them want to give. So to God be the glory. All right. So last week we were praying for Pop Garns. I'm not sure if they can unmute themselves or not, but if not, Mark can.
Give me a few seconds if they can unmute. Okay. So everything went good for my father last week. He has been doing better with the pain, with pain issues. They actually sent out a nurse to work at their house to come 3 days a week. The enemy tried his hand, but to go, glory be to God, things worked out different. The young lady came on Monday and she came in and she, just a quick testimony. She said to my mother, "I can see in your face you're a Christian, I can share." And before we knew it, I was on the phone FaceTime. We were praying with the young lady, sharing with the young lady. She was invited out to come to church today, but I guess she didn't make it. I'm not sure if that's the Zoom user. That might be her. I'm not sure. In any case, her name is Destiny Atkins. It's so funny. She looks like one of our family members. She looks like one of our family members very closely. But my parents had the opportunity to minister to her and to continue a relationship with her. So they're just thanking God for the opportunity to be a steward and to share. My father said, thank you very much for the prayers. He felt it. Like I said, he felt better health-wise. He moved around a lot better this week. His movement has been limited a little bit. He's using a walker, but he just felt better and felt and had a lot less pain today, this week. So thank you very much for the prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, this week we will be lifting up Aunt Ruthie, which is Elder West's aunt.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes, as we continue to keep her in prayer, praying that, you know, her health is restored. We thank you, Lord, that her health is restored in the name of Jesus. So, Elder West, if you could just let Aunt Ruthie know that we are lifting her up in prayer this week. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Ruth's sister, morning. And I'm calling to give a little slight and thanking everyone for the prayers. Yeah. But my sister is doing a little better. She's in therapy. And a couple of days ago, she stand up.
Oh, amen.
Good, amen.
Thank God for that. So I just wanted to share that. And thank you, Pastor Banks. She makes sure she let us know to let Pastor Banks know.
Amen.
So you ask her a question, she can hear you. And she will blink her eyes if she said no, and she'll blink it twice if she said yes.
Okay.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
So thank each and every one of you for the prayers.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sharing, because I was wondering, you know, how she was doing. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So February birthdays. But before we do February birthdays, I know we sang happy birthday for the January birthdays, but I don't think we acknowledged the people. So for January, it was Malkia, my mom, Miss Pat, Gary, and my grandson, Elijah. I'm not sure if it was anybody else. So if it was, please put it in the chat so that we'll know, and keep it for, you know, next year. So again, if anybody else was for January, just put it in the chat. But for February birthdays, we have, we don't have anyone on here to play the song, just sing happy birthday. Minister Malkia, are you able to just say a quick happy birthday?
I'll do a nice song for y'all.
Yeah, I'll do it. No, not you, Liz.
All right, Kia, before you start, let me just say who the February birthdays are. Was Tina, Bridget, Lady Dawn, Brian and Caleb DeSazzo, and Liz. So amen. So Malkia.
Amen.
Mama Shoes, my Aunt Denise, her birthday's February 8th.
Mama Shoes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right. Malkia.
I'll do the Martin Luther King version. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and you, and you, and you.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, well, at this time, Apostle, your turn.
Oh, you didn't mean it's my turn to sing, right? Oh, okay. I'm going to get like Liz. I can do this too. Oh, bless the Lord. Mark, were you going to say something, honey, before I do this?
Hey, Brother Jonathan. Hey, it was just on my heart to reach out to you. So I'm going to reach to Danielle and get your phone number so I can just reach you and give you a call just to keep in touch.
You can call. You can come visit. I have no problem. Nothing but
God, because I was gonna send the number to you and Tabika and to Lee and Ian. I was gonna send the number so that you all can go and visit him.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that.
Amen. All right. All right. Well, saints of God, again, we thank you for spending the day, the morning with us. We thank God for our Freedom Sunday, and it is so good to know that we are in a country where we are free. I see, wait, before I finish, I see Mom and Pop Garn's hand that's up. So go ahead, Mother and Pop, go ahead. Unmute yourselves, darling, if you want to say something. You might have hit the button accidentally. All right, I'm going to go on. Okay, so again, want to thank God for our Freedom Sunday, and we're in a place where we can be free in our worship, and we don't have to hide it. I thank God for what he's doing in each one of our hearts. I thank God for the miraculous things that he's doing. And I praise God for blessing us so that we can be a blessing. With that said, now, beloved, above all things, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone else. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings he bestowed upon them. And then God in his awesome and infinite wisdom will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the circle of the completion of blessings. Therefore, I beseech you in the name of Jesus that you go forth even this day and be a blessing unto someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. Know that I love you with all my heart, but no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless amen. You all. God bless. Amen.
God bless. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Where's to be?
Right, we don't have the song.
We don't have our goodbye song.
We're sitting here waiting for it to play.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, bless the Lord, saints. We're going to have to just say goodbye to each other and praise the Lord. See, Kyle has a way now, you know, of making us appreciate him, right? We're looking for our songs and everything, and they're not there. But praise God. Look, y'all go forth. Have an awesome, awesome time today. Awesome week in the Lord. And again, may God bless you and you again be a blessing. All righty. God bless everybody.
Bless everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, saints. Bye. And no matter what, I believe.
Amen.
I believe. Amen. Amen. God bless.
God bless everyone. Have a blessed week.
Thank you, beloved. You do the same. You do
Thank
the same.
Thank you, beloved. Amen. Yeah.
Yes, darling.
God bless.
God bless, Mother Lillian.
Yes, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging. I'm trying.
I know you are. You are. Yeah. And I know Auntie Rosalind also, you know, that she's told me that she was, you know, physically tired trying to go from her place over to Auntie Ruthie's.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know that
but
she
I,
was.
I see Auntie Ruthie on video every other day. So I get the opportunity to see and, talk with her.
Uh-huh.
And she's at home and she's taking therapy. She's very determined that she's going to stand up. So
amen.
She did push that effort a couple of days ago. She wanted mm-hmm. us to stand up and she stand up firm. So that's amen. A blessing there and that's God's word.
Amen. You know?
And she's yes. trying to talk. She's trying to talk. So I feel God's going to work everything back to me.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
So
yes,
I'm going to make sure I let her know I see Pastor Banks.
Amen. Please do. Please do.
All right. Thanks
All right.
A lot.
Love you, baby. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.